WHO. That's WHPO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHCO, Randolph County Radio.
From Rio Country, 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll-free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning, and 27. This is Jeff. Hope you're having a good morning. This is The People Speak, and today we're going to be talking with Allison from the Randolph County Farm Bureau. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. We talked to Heidi before, but Heidi has moved on to a new position.
Yes, Heidi has moved back home to get a job closer for her, and I am a manager trainee with Illinois Farm Bureau, and I am kind of interim until the board can get together and make a hiring decision.
So, as you said, you're kind of the interim. I guess, how long have you been?
So, I started with Illinois Farm Bureau in May after I graduated, and what my job is to train to be a county manager one day. So in May, I started traveling around Illinois and following different county managers around. So I've been to 13 different county farm bureaus, and when a position opens, I get to go there and interview and see if it works out for me. So when Randolph County opened, I started with you guys last Monday, so it's been almost a week now, and I'm really excited to be here.
All right. I'll tell you what. Let's take a break here, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about some of the things going on with the Randolph County Farm Bureau. You're listening to The People Speak. We will be right back. Welcome back. Talking today with Allison from the Randolph County Farm Bureau, and Allison, the manager trainee slash interim manager for the time being at the Randolph County Farm Bureau, and you've been in that position how long?
I started last week Monday, so.
Okay, so not very long.
Not very long.
So, but you're from the area.
Yes, I'm from Washington County. I have a farm out in rural St. Laborie area, so I'm not too far from home right now.
Okay, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you like it so far?
I love it. The people in Randolph County Farm Bureau are amazing members. They're great volunteers, and my board of directors and my staff is just really easy to work with and always willing to be there for me.
I guess we'll dive in here. You said the annual meeting is one thing we wanted to discuss.
Yeah, so last week, Monday, the 25th, was the county annual meeting for Randolph County Farm Bureau. That's when the members get together and we're able to do our elections, vote on what we need to, and present our scholarship winners as well. So that was at St. Mark's Lutheran School in Steelville, and it was the 103rd County Annual Meeting. That was my first day, so it was a little stressful, but I feel like we had a really good turnout. There was about 170 members came. We were able to gather, have a meal, listen to a guest speaker on a market outlook for next year, and then do our work that needed to be done.
Okay, so basically an annual meeting is just kind of to kind of catch everyone up of what's going on, what plans are ahead.
Yeah, it's like our recap of what we did this past year and then kind of where we want to go in the future for the Farm Bureau.
Okay. And that was was that kind of the regional or?
That's the county annual meeting. So county. Anyone that's a Randolph County Farm Bureau member is welcome to attend those, and we do our business there. So that's when our board is elected and we make sure that everyone's recognized for what they do.
And I know they have a state meeting as well, don't they?
Yes. So Saturday is the start of the IAA, so Illinois Agriculture Association annual meeting. And Randolph County is going to be bringing about 17 members there. So most of them are our board members and their wives. And what we do there is the state gets together and there's delegates from each county farm bureau, and they vote on what policy that we want to have for the state.
Okay. And that's held usually in Chicago?
Yes.
So I don't know what the temperatures and stuff up there, some of the weather they've had through.
Yeah, it's always cold every year up there, but, you know, we remember to bundle up. So we'll be there from Saturday the 7th to Tuesday the 10th.
Okay. So a nice little getaway.
Yeah, it is. We will be busy with a lot of meetings going on. So the biggest part is the delegate session, which is when Illinois Farm Bureau creates their policy for where they want to stand on governmental issues. But during the week, there's a lot of other speakers as well. We recognize what county farm bureaus have done in membership growth and programs. And then there's also a bunch of little speakers that people can visit and kind of do whatever they're interested in, from working on your home to anything out in the field.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. I'm trying to think of some ideas and things to say, but it's like kind of like you only been here a week, so it's you haven't really had a lot of time to, but you said at one point, one of the former managers we used to talk to, Katie Kao, you trained under her as well.
Yes, I spent a month this summer with Katie Kao in her new counties, Bond and Fayette County. She is still as super busy as she was in Randolph County, and she did tell me that she missed you guys a lot. She made a good home here. So
okay. What else we got going on?
So what else going on is we have high school scholarships are opening. That is not only just for Randolph County Farm Bureau Foundation, but also Illinois Agriculture Association has a foundation. So while your kids are home over winter break, from high school seniors to college students, I recommend filling out that scholarship and getting that free money.
True. College is not cheap.
No, when I was in high school and I was in college, I filled out both my County Farm Bureau scholarships and the IAA scholarship as well. And that's, you know, an hour long scholarship. You get $1,000. That's a pretty good pay.
True. True. And it goes to help, you know, with costs associated. You know, I mean, you've got, in addition to your tuition, you've got your books, you've got your boarding, your you know, meals and everything. So
yeah, college, when it all adds up, it can cost a lot. So finding any way to get that free scholarship money for recognizing how well you've worked hard in high school and in college is a really easy way.
True. Mm-hmm. You know, talking about college, kind of going back to you a little bit here, so you went to college and you majored in?
I majored in agriculture communications. So for college, I did 1 year at Kaskaskia College in Centralia, and then I transferred to SIU Carbondale and studied agriculture communications. So why I wanted to do that is I grew up on a farm, and there were people that I went to school with that didn't know how a dairy cow was milked, and that just shocked me so much. It's right there close to them. So what I want to do is teach consumers about where their food comes from and how hard a farmer works.
Right, yeah. They still have the image, you know, of the old movies, you know, where you get the bucket and the stool and you sit down next to the cow.
Yeah, that's not quite how it works anymore, but it's still a lot of work.
True. And of course, you know, dealing with cows, you know, they have their own ideas on how they want things to be.
You know? Yes.
And when you got that size of an animal you're dealing with and stuff, they usually, you know, can get their way if they want it.
Yeah. So back home, I have a dairy farm, and there's some that are a little mean at times, but we've got some that are big babies, too. Mm-hmm. They're like a big dog for us.
Okay. Just had the annual meeting for the county, getting ready to head to Chicago for the state meeting, and the scholarship. Well, now, to apply for the scholarship, how would they do that?
So to apply for the scholarship for both of them, you need to either be a child of a member or a member of Farm Bureau yourself. And to apply for the IAA scholarship, you'll go online to iaafoundation.org, and you can find it there. And for Randolph County, ours is on our website. Mm-hmm. So they're pretty easy to find. They're kind of similar. So whenever you're doing those essays, they're pretty easy just to take one essay and reword it a little bit and make it for the next essay. So, mm-hmm.
You know, and then if someone's listening and says, well, I'm not a member though, but they could be, right?
Yes, it's easy to be a member. We have different membership types. The easiest one is an associate member. So if you're not a farmer, but you're interested in supporting agriculture and making sure people know where their food comes from, you can be an associate member. That's just $20 a year, and there's a lot of benefits to that as well.
Okay. All right. I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and take our next break here, and we will come back here listening to the People Speak here on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. And welcome back. We've got about 7 minutes left in the program today. We're talking with Allison from the Randolph County Farm Bureau, and got her first week under her belt.
Yes, it's been a busy first week, but it's been pretty good.
But things going well, I'm sure, as far as...
I'm falling in love really quickly here. I mean, just the people are amazing to work with. We've been super busy with finishing up that county annual meeting and now preparing to go to Chicago. So I'm finalizing all our details for our Chicago trip, making sure that we get everywhere we need to go on time. So
right. On the phone a lot, I'm sure. And
yes.
On the phone and on the computer as far as emailing and...
Yep, making sure that all those details are involved. So what I have planned today is getting all the policy resolutions put together for our delegates and making sure that they know what's going on whenever they're about to be voting. So,
So they got a chance to kind of look it over before the meeting. And
yes, and so tonight the Illinois Farm Bureau District 16, which is what district we're in, which is like the local county farm bureaus, we are getting together in Pinckneyville to discuss all the resolutions and make sure that we know everything that's going on.
Any other stuff that is going on right now? Or
so in the future, we have January committee meetings are going to be happening. So January is when all of our committees kind of get together that beginning of the year and figure out what their goal is for the year. There's a lot of committees to join in Randolph County Farm Bureau if you're interested in anything from joining our Young Leaders, which is a group for 18 to 35-year-olds in Farm Bureau, or if you want to join the Women's Committee. Whatever you're interested in, from marketing to governmental affairs, we have it.
Okay, so lots of different choices and in a lot of different areas, but, you know, it all goes to help support the Farm Bureau and...
Yes, and it's an easy way to, if you want to be active in the Farm Bureau, to become a volunteer. I mean, being a farming organization, we're always looking for anyone that wants to be able to help, and just being on one committee is the easiest way for you to not only help, but share your input on where you want this Farm Bureau to go in the future.
Right. I know one of the big programs, and I mean, it's not so much as a volunteer program, but it's beneficial as the Ag in the Classroom.
Yes, we do have an Ag in the Classroom Coalition, and you can join that committee and help out with however you want to. What's interesting is we just got a new Ag in the Classroom coordinator, and I haven't met her yet. She comes into the office tomorrow, but we're super excited to have her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's kind of seems to be a popular program through the schools and stuff, and you know, kids get to learn about different things and in the animals on the farm. And, you know, a lot of them wouldn't have that opportunity otherwise.
Yeah, I know as a manager trainee, I've gone to a lot of different counties and visited those in the classroom and done those activities. And there's a lot of kids. And whenever I ask where their food comes from, they say the store. So it's nice to be able to remind them that it takes a lot of work to get that food from the farm to your plate.
True. I mean, you see that corn being loaded into the trucks, you know, at harvest time, or those beans and that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, realizing that, you know, that's part of the food that you're eating, your pets are eating, everybody's, you know, eating and different things. But, you know, it's going to go through a lot of different processes before, you know, you go to the store and pick it up.
Yeah, last week I was in Jackson County and we did an Ag in the Classroom activity there for Thanksgiving. And we had them make a Thanksgiving meal today and then make one when they were pilgrims. And a lot of them were shocked at all the work they had to do to make bread or to go find an animal and everything you have to do for that.
Right. You didn't just jump into the car and run to the local store and pick up, you know, pick up a turkey or pick up, you know.
a lot of the kids, whenever I ask them, so how are you making that pumpkin pie? Oh, we'll just get it pre-made from the store. We don't need to buy the ingredients if someone else makes it for us.
Yeah, I have been involved actually with making a real pumpkin pie with, you know, cutting the pumpkin up, cooking it and mashing it and then all that. And it's a lot of work.
It is, yes. So it kind of shocked those fourth graders a little bit whenever they realized everything that they used to have to do and how easy it is nowadays for them.
Right. You know, like your cranberry sauce, you just open the can, right, and dump it.
Yep.
You know, well, it was a lot more then. But, of course, it was a little crunchier, too, I think, at that time. And it wasn't just so much the sauce anymore.
Yeah.
you know, I mean, a lot of kids that don't have the opportunity otherwise to learn those type of things. And that's a good program to, you know, I mean, the kids, you know, who live on a farm and stuff, you know, they're kind of like, yeah, I knew that. But there's a lot of them out there that don't.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite parts of Farm Bureau, honestly, is just getting into that classroom and just getting a student learning about ag sooner than later. I mean, if you get into the classroom at first grade and then get in second grade, they remember you from the year before, and
right.
It's easy for them to learn about ag that way.
Mm-hmm. So we got the annual meeting coming up, and that's this weekend too.
Yes.
Right? So that's coming right up. And of course, then after that, we got the holidays, and then 2020 starts out.
Yes, so we're hoping with these committee meetings we can start 2020 off on a good year with a lot of goals for this County Farm Bureau to grow in the future. So we're always looking at growing our membership, growing our programs, and just making sure that people remember who the County Farm Bureau is and what we all do, from that ag in the classroom to doing the scholarships as well.
Yeah. So how do you see it as far as with yourself and that? I mean, what are you looking forward to?
So with Randolph County, I'm looking forward to a lot of things. Hopefully, if I'm able to stay around with you guys a lot longer, I really want to grow that foundation and get scholarships for those college students. I know my County Farm Bureau and doing the IAA scholarship, I think I got over $8,000 in scholarships, and I was able to pay for most of my college through that. So that's one of my goals. My other goals is to just get those programs out there, make sure people remember we're the Farm Bureau, we're here to benefit not only just the farmer, but the rural community as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, looks like we're about out of time, but Allison, thanks for being with us.
No problem. It was a good time.
And hopefully we'll talk to you again in January.
Hopefully.
All right. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.